Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And we're speaking to our beautiful friend Melanie Dimmitt, who wrote Special.
Woohoo! This is International Pee Week, Episode 3. This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. So put your headphones, earbuds, AirPods, I don't care what you do, whatever works for you, and listen. Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
I'm pretty excited to. We can actually see Melanie.
Yay.
I mean, no one can see us. It's a podcast. But
yeah. Over Zencaster, over which Zencaster. Is the podcasting Zoom.
It is. Yeah, it is the podcasting Zoom. I was cool. In one of the podcast groups I'm in, someone's like said, oh, what do you use? And I use Zencast. And they asked all these questions. I just didn't go back to them. It's like, I don't know the answers.
What we're doing. Anyway, hi, Melanie.
Oh, Mandy, Kate, so, so good to see your faces. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So happy to see you.
The peas will be thrilled to hear your voice.
Yes.
Thrilled.
Oh, yes. Hi, peas. Lovely to be back with my two favourite peas. This is great.
We just thought for this week of International Pee Week and leading up to Mother's Day, we'd love to speak to you and just hear how you are. And since we last spoke to you, like maybe nearly 2 years
changed.
Ago.
You've moved. Yeah. You've left Sydney?
Yes, a lot has changed and I've just had a big rant to you off air that I'm going to try and condense now for the sake of the listeners. So no, a lot of good. COVID was weirdly kind to us. All of Arlo's appointments went telehealth.
Yes.
We felt a lot freer, a lot more capable. We could move out of our entirely inappropriate two-story townhouse in the middle of Sydney to the Southern Highlands. Which is gorgeous. So we were renting in Bowral. We recently bought in Mossvale. We're in a nice flat house, which is so much better for Arlo and all his walking frame wheelchair kit. There's grass and sky and Odie can frolic around with horses and cows. Like, I still can't believe we're here. I was very much, you know, I'm a city girl, but this just makes sense. And we've just had to go with what's easiest.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's all happened. Arlo started preschool this year, a mix of early intervention and mainstream preschool. Mm. Everything got a little bit, well, a lot shaken up when we discovered that he has been silently aspirating on every single mouthful of food and sip of water we get into him. So we very quickly had to get a peg, put in Arlo. So that happened about 6 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And that has been a shitter of a transition.
Yes.
I was saying to you before, doctors kind of say, oh, it's a really simple solution. And for them, it's a very simple surgery. It's a 20-minute operation.
Yes.
But it's been massive sort of, you know, not only dealing with the emotional side of it and like, you know, these silly things, like I'm worried about how Arlo's going to be able to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Like enjoy his first
the
beer.
Joyful parts.
Stuff that I love, which he might not even necessarily want to do, but there's all that. Rory's devastated because he was the puree master chef and now it's all we're on Nutrini.
Yeah.
We will get on to blended.
Yep.
All of that. But then there's also all this reflux and it's not going very smoothly. And Arlo's been sick. We've been in and out of hospital. So I'm sure it will settle down, but it's been massively disruptive to what we thought. You know, we had preschool as our point where everything would get easier after that. And it's been the total opposite. I think we have to stop saying, oh, everything will get easier at this point because it never fucking happens.
No, never, never, never.
Yeah, it is disappointing when you're a hopeful person.
Yeah,
just like me and you think, oh, well, what's coming next?
It's another
shitty thing.
That's it. And you know what I'm like? I'm there with special being like, oh, there's always a silver lining.
A
positive philosophy. And I'm like, no, this is just a bit fucked.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That'll be special too.
Yeah, that is special too. It's called special too. This is a bit fucked.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But can someone else write? Can you guys write that? You've just written a book. You know how freaking hard it is now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're a beautiful writer like you and a perfectionist, which Mandy and I are not.
Oh, yeah. We're very different.
Oh,
I just wrote it all down with spelling mistakes and sent it back to him.
Mandy didn't even use the spell check before she sent it back to the editor.
Oh, man.
So I was like starting to spell check it all and I was like, no. If she's like, happy with it, why can't I be happy with it?
They know what I mean.
You know what, though? If that's someone else's job, like, fair enough. But I wish I'd let go a bit more and not freaking obsessed over it because
this is your editors' thing
and stuff. I know, but goddamn. But it's still, it's tough slog, right?
Congrats, ladies.
It's
tough slog.
It's awesome that you pulled that off. It's a lot of hours and going back into places that you might not really want to revisit and dwell on that much.
And even though I felt overexposed in the beginning of the podcast, I feel like this is going to be a little bit of that again. So each time you share something in a different format,
Well, it's right there.
It's right there,
down.
Yeah. And then, we can't go back and delete it.
No.
No.
Can't just take down the episode.
No.
Oh, do you guys do that? Have you ever taken down an episode?
No.
We have put them up and then someone said, oh, I think I shouldn't have said that. And so we take it down, edit it out, put it back up. But if you've already listened to it first, that's the one that you've got in your player.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you saved it. But not really. We don't.
Nah.
No. But you can.
But you can.
Unlike a book.
That's good. It's tricky with the book. And then you have no control and you just have to be okay with how people interpret it.
I'm nervous about that. Yep.
Totally wrong. You've just got to enjoy a life of its own. You just got to be like, all right, if that's what you're getting out of it, fair enough. But I'm sure it'll be great. It'll be amazing, guys. I'm so excited to read it.
Well, we don't know.
You're like, we're just over it. We never want to read that fucking thing again. Yes, I know where you're at.
Yes. But we are going to read it for the audiobook.
Yeah, my goodness.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. That'll be fun, though. You guys are good at that.
I hope so.
But we have to be on our own.
Yeah, we do. It's serious business.
Not allowed to do it together.
It's not about us.
Back to you.
I want to hear how special's gone over the last 2 years.
Oh, frick, it's been nearly 2 years. Good. I think it's super exciting that I'm still getting to talk about it all the time.
Yes.
I didn't expect it to still have this momentum.
Yeah, you didn't?
But it was for me. It's just been a bonus that other people have liked it and it's helped them. But it's getting around. It was published in Poland at the start of the year, so it's in Polish.
So
and I've
great.
Got this book where it's like all this different language and I have no idea. And it's a gorgeous cover. I love the cover they did over there. It's got all these beautiful painted birds. So that was very exciting. But it's going well. It's going really well in the US now that it's available there. And every day I get messages from parents, which is quite, as you know, it's quite overwhelming.
It is.
It's amazing. And it indicates that, yes, it is getting out there and it is helping people. But it's hard. You'd be the same because you want to write a tailored message back. To people, I'm like, it's just easier if I just had a copy and paste. But, you know, people open up to you, they share so much.
Yes.
And you're like, this deserves my time and attention and it's so wonderful. It's a lot, but it's all great. And it means that Special's doing its thing.
What
and
it
like I was saying, it's
do.
Got a life of its own.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Mm. Oh, I'm glad to see you shining and doing Zooms with other professionals and other groups and, you know, how's that been?
Yeah. Well, look, it's changed my whole career. Like most of my writing work now is for higher up disability support companies. Yeah, right. I'm doing a lot of work with them and they're really good for my head because they're all about advocacy and looking at, you know, how Arlo's future is going to be so bright and he's going to be able to do whatever he wants. So I'm kind of doing more in that space even than in the parent space because as much as I love, you know, love chatting to you guys, love being in that space, I do find because I've moved on from, at the moment we're having a shit time, so I'm having my big vent. Yes. But most of the time I'm pretty sweet. Like we're well supported.
Yes.
Thank frick for the NDIS.
Yep. Yes.
So we're okay. So it's kind of, I guess, better for my head to focus more on the advocacy for Arlo than the parenting at the start.
And the advocacy for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's changed all of that. And I'm speaking to a lot more adults with disability now, which is helpful for me because I can say to them, tell me what you wish you had when you were a kid, you know, talking to people who are nonverbal in wheelchairs so I can better understand how I can be better.
That's right.
Like, so I'm finding that really awesome. And I never in a million years thought I'd be working in the disability sector. And especially at the start where I'm like, so much of my life is in disability, you know, doing what Arlo needs. But it's actually, I'm finding it really awesome, fulfilling. The people who work in disability are the best people.
They are.
And now I hate to think that I never would have met.
It's true.
Part of this.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, it's so.
And everybody says that.
Everybody.
Like every mum will say that in some form of it. I wouldn't have met these people. I wouldn't have known these therapists. I wouldn't have, my life wouldn't have changed, you know?
Yeah.
Once you can get
it's
to that place,
awesome.
You're actually so thankful. Yeah.
That's it. And then when I'm writing my, you know, I'm doing the odd kind of article that's just general parenting for parenting magazines. And I do enjoy it, but I'm a bit like, it's a little bit fluffy compared to. Like,
how's that going, meeting all those milestones?
How's
it going choosing the school down the road that you can just go to?
That's it. And I mean, you're the same, Mandy, because you're working with parents who are struggling with typical children who were struggling to sleep and stuff. I know it's very much an issue and it very much feels like shit, but I do find myself finding a bit hard to be very sympathetic at times.
Especially when you're coming up at crisis and then that settles for a bit and then there's another crisis and you're like, you just don't have much left.
No.
Yeah, that's it. But no, it's all good. Good to have variety. But I'm definitely enjoying writing about disability and stuff like that. It's been great. It's been a good change for me and the work I'm doing, definitely.
Yeah.
And obviously, can you both work remotely?
Ro? Yes.
Oh, so great.
Ro pretty much always has because he's subby for the Australian and the Daily Telly at the moment. So he still works arvos and evenings and working for News Corp all remotely. So, that's been it's pretty full on for him, those hours. Like he works till really late at night and it's still like a massive juggle. We're still pretty much either working or solo parenting with the kids. But we're making it work. And we have support. We have a higher-up support worker, Maddie, who's this gorgeous 21-year-old who's an OT student.
Perfect.
Arlo's best mate.
Yes.
He's obsessed with her. And she's just, especially with him missing so much school, like she has been an absolute godsend. And we've just been approved for all these support hours in our NDIS.
Good.
I'm like, heck yes.
Yeah.
Now we can legitimately have her as well.
So like, have you adjusted to having someone in your house?
It was awkward at the start.
Yeah.
And even just having like another woman with my son, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. And there are still moments where I feel like I have to look busy when she's there are moments when I'm not working and I'm like, oh, I have to be busy. And it's funny. It's an odd dynamic.
It's an adjustment.
Have you guys found that as well?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's been probably nearly three years. And I feel like, I mean, our beautiful support worker, Amy, was with us during all the lockdowns.
Yeah,
so she's seen everything.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
She saw me crying and just going out to the car and locking the doors. She's just to get 5 minutes space. She's seen everything. So I don't, but I know a lot of people have a lot of trickiness if they have different support workers coming in all the time. We have to train new ones and they leave. Like some of that stuff's challenging. So you just got to enjoy it when it's working.
Yes. I just want Maddie to move in, but I know I have to be realistic. She's young. She's going to move to Sydney.
Yeah, that's right.
We might follow her to Sydney, legit. Like, but she's family.
It's good to have a great experience first, because then it gives you hope that can, you know, because they will move on when they're young. I get that.
Yeah. But they're also so awesome when they're young.
Yes, so good.
We love all support workers, don't get me wrong. But just to have a young person with all that energy and ideas and, you know, they haven't been burnt by the world yet.
No, they haven't. It's nice.
Totally. Great. Yeah. She just goes. And she's exactly in between Arlo and my age. So she's like, she's fun. Like, she's, but I'm like, she's 21 and she works with tons of kids around here. And I'm like, how are you so accomplished? Like, I was just in London getting shit-faced. Yeah. And she's here, like, working with
changing
all these kids
people's
with various
lives.
Disabilities. And I'm like, she's got a halo as far as that. And not because she's, like, a good Samaritan. She's just such a – she knows who she is and she's confident and she has seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Her mum is in a wheelchair, so I think that's part of it.
Yes, it would be.
Like, she knows. But I never in a million years thought there could be someone like this in our life.
No.
And Arlo just lights up. Like, he definitely loves her more than he loves us.
And I felt
I
felt like it was a bit of a break for all our family support that have given us so much support as well over all the years. So it was sort of guilt-free. She's coming. She's getting paid really well.
Yes.
So that it's not, I've got to call another person and ask for them to come and help, or I hope they can come over, or quick, can you please come? Because we've just got to quickly get, you know, someone split their head open. Yeah. We've got to get an ambulance. And, you know, the sort of all that our families did for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful that we've got that paid person.
It's so good. There's no like weird boundaries.
No, that's right. Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's the boundaries.
Yeah. You're not taking advantage.
No.
Because we stopped calling people because we're like, it's just too stressful. It's easier just to stay home and never go out and just.
Yes. Well, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
So
now we have
someone.
Yeah. We have someone. Sorry if you can hear Odie.
It's okay.
No, we don't mind.
Ro is trying very hard to keep them quiet and not doing very well.
It's fine. Don't worry.
It's fine.
How old is she now?
She's three.
What an age.
Full on.
Yes.
She's a lot harder than Arlo ever was in so many ways. She's such a madam.
Yes. Yeah. It's a tricky age.
Yeah. And just, again, the sleeping. I always said we would never in a million years have her in our bed. She's in our bed every single night.
That's what three-year-olds do.
And I can't even believe. And again, I was that judgmental person, and I was like, "What's wrong with you people?" Like, but every single night. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, it's just easier. It's just you just do what you do, right?
Yes,
like,
you do. I get most of my work 4-month-old babies, around about 9 months, and 3-year-olds.
That's, there you go.
Yeah.
So we're in another.
Yeah, because they're very worrying. Their imagination's kicking in, and there's things that they're worrying about. So they're in a dark room by themselves,
and they can get up and walk
down. That's right.
You know,
so why wouldn't they?
Yeah. There's a much nicer place to sleep.
But it makes me sad that maybe Arlo wanted to come into our bed.
And he couldn't.
And he just couldn't. And he just, and we would go in and comfort him, but we did spend a lot of time ignoring him crying.
Yeah.
It makes me realize, like, oh, dear. Yeah. Like, maybe he wanted to too.
But
then
some
now
kids don't come in.
Yeah, that's right. Some don't.
Yeah.
So you don't
know. I had a genuine mix of children that would come in and children that didn't, so. Yeah.
There we go. Let's hope he was the latter.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's confronting having a child after your child with a disability, seeing them kicking goals, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's more than I'm just realizing stuff that I should have maybe considered, like the sleeping stuff that Arlo's let us get away with and let us have really bad habits with. I only get sad when I see that Arlo's getting shitty with her. Like he gets noticeably shitty when she's running around. And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. It's super unfair that you can't do that. And that's the only time it bothers me, because otherwise, we're lucky. Arlo's such a happy kid. He makes it easy for us. Yes. Like, I think if it was when it's he's shit when suffering. He's sick, but most of the time he's clearly quite happy with himself.
Yes.
And
yes.
Has his passions. Like, oh, guys, we went and saw the teeny tiny Steelies. We had like we went to the opera house, and luckily this was a good non-refluxy week before it all went shit again. Goodness. We went, we saw them. They are Arlo's favorite band.
Yes.
Arlo and I, Rowan and I were just in floods of tears watching him when Had You to Teach Me is his favorite. And like Rowan and I love that song because we always think we had Arlo to teach us. We got to meet them at the end. And like they are the band and the songs that we play to him when we're in hospital.
Yes.
And he just, doesn't matter what's going on, he just lights up. And to get to go to them, it was our first concert we've been to as a family. The Opera House are like accessibility central. Arlo was one of the first kids on their new like elevator thing that goes up the stairs, and they were so excited to try it out. We had great seats, and it was so awesome to be able to do that. It hasn't all been terrible this past month. We had that.
No, but last year sucked all the joy. There was none of that in the pandemic, so there was no light.
Wasn't. We'd booked to see them and then they had to cancel. Yes. So we watched their digital show that they did. I'm like, no. It's not the same.
They were great though.
Yeah.
They really stayed in touch with the fans.
They did.
Yes.
Yep.
But I love how you guys love them.
We love them.
They're coming to your show.
Yeah,
they're coming to
meet them again.
It's going to be an adult audience, but they're still coming.
I don't care.
Yes.
Who doesn't love them?
Their music is exactly. Well, what is their tagline? Music for kids that doesn't make adults want to kill themselves. That nails it.
I think we all kind of bonded in the Melbourne lockdown, those of us that were trying to pivot in things.
Yep.
And so we
lots of Instagram messages back and forth.
And they've written this beautiful song called Melbourne Will Meet Outside.
Yeah.
And I can sing the whole song and it makes me howl every time.
Yep, every time.
It was such a time.
It was. And we're going to get to hear them sing it. We're very excited.
So yeah.
Oh, poor Melbourne. You were already the best city the world, and now it seems like you've come even stronger.
I think we all come out like that. Sort of like when we're on the Zooms and people would go, oh, where are you? And we'd be like, Melbourne. And they'd be like, oh. Remember we were on the radio for Carers Week?
Things.
And they were from the Northern Territory and they're like, oh, where are you from, Melbourne? Oh, we wouldn't have asked that.
I know.
We were super needy.
We were super needy.
Yeah, we were.
And people didn't know what to say to us. What have you been doing? Nothing.
Nothing. Like, nothing.
What about tomorrow? Nothing.
Fair enough.
We were
fair
boring. Enough. Very boring. Anyway, the peas have heard enough about Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Not
want to know about that.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Hopefully it's done. Hopefully we're all on the up from here. But I'm scared to even say that because I feel like
we
every
don't,
time
we
say
don't
that, something
say that.
Shit happens.
I know. My friends are like, we can handle 2 more 5-day snap lockdowns, and like people are just factoring it into their lives. We'll see. Doesn't matter. We can't do anything about it.
I'm thankful you were spared remote learning because it was very tricky for our pea shoots with disabilities.
That just would have been a world of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about how hard it must be
that's
for you
right.
guys.
Well,
bloody done.
But also for all our overseas listeners that are
still
doing
still in it.
So,
we're
conscious of that.
Massively. Terrible. I know lots of them are getting immunized, which is really, really good. My cousins in Ireland are back at school. But they had, and I can only speak for people that I know, but all their therapies were cut.
Yeah.
So, and all their, you're in the middle of the diagnosis journey, all cut for like a year.
Mm.
Like, it's diabolical.
Imagine, trying to meet your therapist for the first time over telehealth.
Yeah, I know. Really hard.
Yeah.
Like, and I just think of how much we got out of meeting Arlo's physio for the first time, and she held him and she hugged him. And I'm like, no one else has really held him without being scared or without being, you know, she vomited confident. On him, she didn't care. And I'm like, these parents are all missing out on that amazing when you first go to the good therapist and it changes everything. I'm like, I'm sure they'll be great over telehealth, but it's not going to be that same amazingness where you realize, oh, wow, there are people who are going to hold and help my kid. Yes.
How have you adjusted to moving to the area? What's that been like?
Well, it's been a huge surprise.
Yeah.
I thought this is going to be a disaster. We're going to be isolated. We're going to be the only kid in a wheelchair out here. Stupidly, because this is like a place where people come to retire. Yes. Everything is accessible. There's millions of kids with wheelchairs out here. There's a huge disability community out here.
Right.
There's great. We've got local therapists as well.
Awesome.
Maddie, our magnificent support worker, has been setting me up on dates with other moms. I have a good friend, Sarah, now, who's got a kid with Down syndrome who goes to the same early intervention as Arlo.
Perfect.
So I've got my peas. Like I've got, you know, we're here. It's been great. It's been such a good surprise. And I wish I hadn't worried about that. And I'd say to other parents who are in the city in very inappropriate living situations that it's okay.
Mm.
You can leave. There will be other people and there will be supports and therapies and stuff. Mm. I wish we'd done it sooner. Mm. It's been great.
Interesting.
Mm. Oh, it's scary to think of leaving.
It is.
You know, being able to walk to get a coffee and all those things.
I still walk. It's 20 minutes, but I walk to get a coffee. That is a deal breaker. I will never live somewhere where I can't walk to get a coffee. There's not pathway the whole time. So it's a shame I can't. Walk on a road for some of it, but I do it.
And what about, we were talking a bit before about you're anticipating school and you're having to come to lots of decisions.
Oh, we've got the mainstream or specialized decision coming up, and we sort of thought, okay, we'll just go specialized because it's easier. And I know a lot of parents will start in mainstream, but they tend to be like, I know, Mandy, you've said, oh, it was so, everything got better once we went to specialized. So I'm like, well, let's just start there. But then therapists are weighing in and other people are weighing in and saying, oh, but he's so bright and you don't want him to miss out on opportunities and things like that. So we're like,
it's a wrench, isn't
it? Mainstream. At the moment, we just have to get him back to full days at preschool.
Yes.
Like, let's stay in that.
Just try and get
over that
through
hill.
But
we're touring schools over the next few weeks to make that decision. And, we've had it easier. I think I was saying to you before, I wish I could just say to Mel with baby Arlo, chill out, love. Like, this is the easy bit. Like, this schooling stuff is hard and it's big decisions.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping once he's well and once we're not freaking out his educators every 2 weeks saying, oh, no, you know how we said you could feed him puree? Actually, no, now you can't feed him anything. Now he has a tube. And now he has a pup. So I think as soon as that all settles down, it will stop feeling like it's all just too hard and the schooling decisions hopefully won't be so bad.
Have you joined any groups to help with the PEG? Like, there's lots of groups,
oh,
there
is. Well, luckily I already had, you know,
our
wonderful
community. Your people.
I already have friends that have done this, and I just said, and they've been very good. They're like, are you ready for us to send you the blended recipe? That's fine. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Good. Send me the book. So it's good. But you know, when I was never one to reach out at the start. Like, I hid away and wrote my book and suffered and stuff. So I'm doing that again. And that's just too hard. And I'm being such a shit friend already, and I can't reach out ask too many questions right
of
now.
Course.
But I know that is the thing that will help, and I will get there.
Yeah.
But right now it's just like, oh God, just
you're
having
in crisis.
Internal crisis.
I know when that's like for me, when it's surgeries, I just go
in.
I manage the home.
Yeah.
And then I start to come out again. Yeah. That's all I can do. I can't be anything to anybody else.
That's it. But then as soon as we're out, I definitely want all of the recipes. And ones that don't have peanut butter, they all seem to have peanut butter.
Do
which
they?
I love, but it makes Rowan gag. Like, he can't even have it in the house. So we need, he's weird about peanut butter.
Okay.
so you need
an alternative.
Blend recipes without peanut
come
butter.
Come on, blended people. Help Melanie.
Not today, but soon.
Not today.
No, we've got to get the neutrini right first. And then we can blend.
Look, it's a
whole blender.
It's a whole big world, isn't it? You know, pegs and
epic.
Formula and
and how's he responded to that?
Oh, he's being a legend. Like, he's over it. Like, it's so especially now that we have to do it so slowly. He's tethered for most of the day. But Arlo is just so cool through all of this. And even the hospital stays, he loves the nurses.
Yes.
He loves to flirt. Yes. He's such a dream. Like, we're so lucky. And he did get bored, but he's been awesome. And I think he just wants to get back to it. He's like, just sort it out. Like, he's over the reflux and stuff.
Yes.
But he's still, even through the coughs, he's still trying to smile.
Oh, sweetheart.
So we're so grateful that he's such a legend. And it's always us that are flailing around. And he's just such a trooper. So he's okay.
Yeah, of course he is, because you're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, and he's loved.
Oh, he's loved. That's right.
Oh, he's very loved. He's got a lot of love. We're lucky. And it will be okay. I stick to that.
Yes, I'm it will.
My mantras, but it will be okay. And we're learning a lot. And I can see how this tube feeding thing is actually quite amazing. We're hands free.
Yeah.
Not there spoon feeding him for hours. Yes. It is safer for him. We've just got to get it right. And when it settles, it'll be great. And then the next thing will happen, but that's
Oh, you just never know. Sometimes there's longer patches between them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Here's to a longer patch.
Yes.
For everyone.
Everyone, a long patch.
Yeah.
And every time I leave the hospital, I think, why aren't I more excited every day when we're not here?
That's it. Right?
I know that sounds weird, but every day that we're not in this hospital, I should be bloody thankful. But but you forget.
No, you do forget.
And we shouldn't really have to be thankful just for normal. I know what you mean, but at the same time, I'm like, man, that's,
yeah.
We should be able to take things for granted. Everyone else gets to.
Yeah. I suppose I mean, when I'm there, I'm reminded that people are there for long stretches of time.
Yes. And, that's true.
We're leaving that day. And then I think, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, Mandy, keep going. That sort of thing.
Then you have those asshole parents that are there for one night and make the biggest deal in the fucking world about it. And I'm like, this will be the one time that you were in hospital with your kid.
I know, one time in 18 years.
One time. And you're being a dick to the nurses and you're making it unpleasant for everyone else.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. And there's Facebook posts.
I'm very much in rant mode.
Yeah, go for it.
Good, we love it.
With people complaining about the food. I'm like, you've been there for what? You get one
grateful.
Dinner. Yeah.
At least they get the kids' dinner. When your kid's on Nutrini, that's all you get.
That's right.
You get served a bottle of Nutrini.
Yes. There's no choice. There's no jelly.
No. Yeah, it doesn't even get the fun snacks.
Where's
my creme caramel?
Yes. It's a big deal.
But we're out. We're good. And hey, I'm so. Talking to you guys is awesome. And, the fact that I get to be in your shining presence and hug you both.
Oh, we can't
next
wait. Yes.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
It's actually this weekend when this podcast comes out.
I'm nervous.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I didn't have to do it.
And you and Inglise are going to have Mother's Day together?
We are. We're going to have a Melbourne weekend without our children for Mother's Day.
It sounds
awesome.
Sounds beautiful. Talking about drinking a lot. We are going to day drink.
No, you can day drink.
And have fun. And it's going to be great. And CRP. So we're very excited.
We are so excited. Yeah. We cannot wait. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So if you're coming to the Yarraville show, you will see Melanie and Inglise. I've told people they can bring their book and that you'll sign it.
Hopefully that's okay.
Oh, gosh. I'll try and remember to bring a pen. That's going to be lovely.
I'm sure there'll be pens there. Well, Matthew, the live guy, he has to sort all that stuff
out. Yeah, that's right.
He's got it all.
He's the pen guy.
Yeah.
He's probably the everything guy.
He's the everything guy.
We just found our poster on a bin in the local shops.
Yeah, so really.
On the side of a bin.
We've made it.
Famous. It doesn't get better than that.
No. Someone wrote, "You were born to be on a bin."
They're just jealous.
Made me laugh a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Very, very funny. Anyway, we probably should let you go.
That's right.
We promised you it wouldn't be long.
Thank you for giving us your time.
We're incapable of having a short.
I know we are.
I don't know.
We were chatting for 20 minutes before we even started recording, but it's been lovely.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you for having me back on and listening to me rant.
And you have to buy Melanie's book. I think every P has bought your book.
That's right. And it's, you know.
You're preaching to the choir.
It's not going to age. It's brilliant.
Yes, it
is. Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's 2 years or 10 years. Mm. It's the book we needed. So yes. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, thank you, guys. I cannot bloody wait to read yours. Yeah. And good luck with the rest of the final edits and stuff. Put thank that you. Baby to bed and yeah. set it out. We need it.
It's a funny feeling.
It is a funny feeling. Hopefully it won't get up in the middle of the night and come and hop into bed with me, but... It is at the moment haunting my thoughts.
Yeah, yesterday I was like saying, okay, I've changed this. She's like, I didn't think we were allowed to change it. I said, don't worry, don't panic. I haven't ruined anything. I just changed one word, spelt wrong. It's a tricky thing writing something together too.
Yeah, group assignment.
It's not tricky because Penguin have done all the editing really.
Yeah, but we had to say how it all flowed. Yeah. We had to work out the system.
Yeah, yep. So... thankfully, we're still friends.
Interesting, Even as amazing collaborators, I'm sure you still have your moments in that process.
We're pretty doing stressful. Okay. Really? We just did it over Snapchat. We just, like a filter, like in a headband, me going, do you think we should say that? And then she'd write back with some horse nose. Yeah, all right.
It's a Snapchat book.
That's how we did it in the lockdown. We're not joking.
That is how we wrote the book.
It's like, what about that chapter? Yeah, we should write about it. We should include that. All right. Okay, bye. Big lips.
It actually sounds like it's way more fun to write a book with someone else.
Yes. Well, maybe.
I was just there by myself in my pit of despair. Yes. It sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
We didn't disagree about anything.
No, we didn't.
And then you've got someone to go, no, that does sound too much, or no, put more in.
So one of them was like, that did sound a bit judgmental, Mandy. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, me? Whatever. But that, you know, we needed skill because we don't have it. You had the skill, so you did most of the bulk work, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot. I had good editors and publishers as well.
Yeah, good.
It is nice to have that help. But, guys, I'm so excited and I hope you're going to tour.
Apparently.
And do book launches all over the shop. Yeah,
apparently good. We are.
But I just want, I'm going to get a photo of Special and ours in a bookshop, put them together.
Yeah.
How fun will that be?
That will be lovely.
Yeah.
Let's hope Special is not in that many bookshops. I might have to sneak one
in. Yeah, we can sneak one.
I'll bring mine in.
It's in a few.
Okay.
It's mostly selling on Amazon now.
Is it? Okay, all right.
Yeah, it can snuggle together in an Amazon cart.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. We love you.
Yeah, thank
keep
you.
Going.
Thank you so
every
much.
Every day you have to
love
keep
you
going.
Guys.
Yes, we love you too. Yeah, thank you.
And luckily we have you guys to keep us going. Aww. Thank you. Can't wait to see you in the flesh soon. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.